During this year's FFA for All experience, the main message was cultivating an environment of belonging. To kick off the event, students heard a message from National FFA CEO Scott Stump about FFA's new statement of belonging, followed by a series of interactive activities. Corey Flourney, National FFA's Executive in Residence for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion, was excited to share what this session offered.
So our vision for tonight's activity is truly to allow students first to come and meet people they wouldn't normally meet at the convention, but not just meet them tonight as part of this two-hour event, but to develop relationships that extend beyond tonight. And so we're going to encourage students to have lunch or dinner tomorrow, sit together at a convention session, and even possibly once the convention is done, maybe do a chapter exchange program. Part of the things that changed my life in FFA are the relationships I made with people who are much different than myself.
Carlos Lopez, the Belonging and Engagement Specialist, expanded on the vision for the session.
So the main goal really is to put into practice a purposeful engagement with everybody that's here, which means that we want to make sure that we give them tools to be supportive. We want to make sure that they are felt welcomed.
Held at the Student Showcase stage, former National FFA officers David Lopez and Artha Jonasant served as the onstage MCs for the event, bringing the energy and sharing stories from their own FFA experiences while they facilitated the event. Artha Jonasant knows the FFA for All experience impacts students.
Well, I'm just super excited about this event because this is one of the opportunities students have at convention to build bridges and to bring folks into their world and to also enter into the worlds of the people that they call colleagues as FFA members. So we're really striving to cultivate conversations that build understanding of different lived experiences. With over a million students in this organization, there's no doubt that people have different walks of life that are also valuable to the rich fabric of the FFA, but this is a time to talk about it and to understand, to ask questions, to have humility to listen, but also boldness to share.
Throughout the evening, FFA members were encouraged to have an open mind toward the world around them and live out this mindset as they interact with their fellow members. FFA member Audrey Zigafus says she learned a lot from the event.
So, my big thing that I learned is we're really not all that different. We all have similar interests and we're all here to make friends and get to know each other, which has its benefits because you're meeting people around the world.
Braden Blodgett, an FFA member from Washington, wants to see FFA continue the theme of inclusion.
Be welcoming because, you know, there's some kids that can't really find their place in the world, and you know, and FFA is known as a welcoming organization, and I just like to keep it that way.
Delaware FFA member Joanna Gomez learned about the diversity that can be found in FFA.
I've learned that FFA is diverse, not just in our state, but all over the world.
The event also featured an FFA talent performance by Ian Mitchell Edge from Crisp County, Georgia, whose original song, My FFA, emphasized how FFA has become a place of belonging for him. Edge explained his performance and personal story are a testament to the FFA for All experience.
Well, that's what FFA is all about. It's all about a community and coming together in unity to work in anything that has to do with agriculture in general. Me personally, I'm with the talent, and I felt more engaged and more a part of something when I joined FFA. I wasn't doing any of this until FFA gave me the opportunity.
Members walked away with a greater understanding that FFA is for students of all backgrounds and experiences, and learned how they, as members, can be a part of the FFA for All initiative. McKenna Bell, a member from Delaware, says she learned the importance of being vulnerable with others.
I definitely learned to be more open-minded with people. I saw a few people like, oh, I don't think I'm going to go talk to them. They look intimidating. And when I spoke to them, they were like some of the most genuine people I've met so far today. So honestly, open-mindedness was a big thing for me tonight, as well as vulnerability, being able to openly share things that I may have not shared with you or someone else. So I think that's like a really valuable takeaway from today's session.
Chief Shavehead from Washington enjoyed getting to know other members from across the country.
Just like getting to know people, getting to know where they're from, and just the other FFAs around that are different from us.
Delaware FFA member Joanna Gomez says she feels FFA offers a place for all students.
I feel like everyone has a place in this, being any ethnicity, any race, you belong.
Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Kate Walker.